العاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين وجامع الناس لميقات يوم الدين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وملائكته والصالحون من خلقه عليه كما وحد الله وعرف به ودعا إليه، اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اتبع أثره اتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. We'll continue inshallah where we stopped last time with a new chapter about refraining from abusing the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حيث قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ثم أفضل الناس بعد هؤلاء من صحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما أو شهرا أو سنة أو أقل من ذلك أو أكثر، نترحم عليهم ونذكر فضلهم ونكف عن زللهم ولا نذكر أحدا منهم إلا بالخير، لقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا ذكر أصحابي فأمسكوا. وقال سفيان بن عيينة: من نطق في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بكلمة فهو صاحب هوى.
The author said, the best of people after them are those who accompany the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم for a day, a month or a year, or less or more. We invoke Allah's mercy upon them, mention their merits and abstain from their mistakes. We do not mention anyone among them except with that is good based on the statement of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if my companions are mentioned, refrain from abusing them. Sufyan bin Uyayna said, he who utters a word against the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a person of desires. The commentary: companionship differs in excellence, and among it is the one whose companionship with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was from a long period of time, or one whose companionship was for a short period. However, the person has the merit of companionship even if his companionship was for a short period. He's saying, we invoke Allah's mercy upon them, mention their merits and abstain from their mistakes. Their right upon us is that we ask Allah's pleasure on them, seek for His mercy on them, emulate them, praise them, restrain our tongues from defaming all of them or any one of them, or entering into vain discourse concerning what happened among them of fitna, tribulations or crisis, because each one of them was a mujtahid. The one who was right among them will receive double reward, while the one who errs will receive one reward and his mistake pardoned. In addition, they have noble deeds that will expiate their errors and which occurs from some of them. He's saying,
let's take a break here a little bit just to say something. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, red line. If you see a person talks about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person should not be sat with. This is what the author is saying. Means أمسكوا. If you heard my companion, someone say something about my companions, فأمسكوا, meaning don't engage, rather withdraw. Exactly when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَقَدْ كَتَبَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. Exactly like those who sits among a group of people who are mocking the deen, and you stay and continue to sit among them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what? If you do not refrain, then you are what? You are one of them. So what you have to do when you hear the ayat of Allah is being mocked at, you have to walk away right away. They're talking about Islam, they're talking about the looks of the Muslims, or they're talking about their prayers, or whatever. Talk that mocking the deen of Allah, that gathering, you should immediately, without an excuse, you just stand up and leave without greetings to say what? I am not part of you. Inni akhafu Allah rabbal alameen. I need somebody with loud voice. My brother here is... I have to keep passing around until I find someone who will fulfill my eager of reading. My brother here is gone anymore. What's his name?
Corey.
He's gone. When he reads, he fulfill my needs of reading. Because when he reads, he's like addressing me before he addressing you. And that's what it is. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the book to Musa, he said what? خُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكْ بِقُوَّةِ وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا. Take what I give you, O Musa, with what? So when we say, when we talk as you addressing, you are warners. Who is the warner? Rasulullah. And then when we read, we are a warner also. To whom? To each other. We're warning each other. So let's see, if he fails, then I pass it around. I keep passing around until I find somebody with... I need somebody who is good in speech class. Anybody who took a speech class here? Let me hear you. I need someone to fulfill my reading.
He's saying, we do not mention anyone among them except with good. This is because they desire with the truth and strive for it. Each of them act on his judgment. Some of them were right, while some erred and were forgiven. All of them were companions of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should not interfere in what took place among them. Ponder over this verse. And those who come after them,
وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ,
that is after the Muhajirin and Ansar, say, our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed.
يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. أخوان يلا, who wants to volunteer to read? Come on, step forward. Do I need to give a new speech lesson? Yeah. In this? You have to be the future khutaba and hafada for the sunnah, the protectors of the sunnah. Who is going to be protecting you? The sheikh is soon going to be carrying him on your shoulders, taking him to 20 miles from here, inshallah, from Firdaus to Firdaus, inshallah, all of us. Read, ya sheikh.
Consequently.
Come close to me so I need to see you reading. Yes, here we go.
Consequently, Shaykhul Islam.
Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. I read for you the part that you don't know. Read the English part.
Said regarding it, this, among the usul
principles. If you see something like that and you see the English parentheses, go to the parentheses. I do the one before it. How about that? Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
It's the safety of their hearts and tongues towards the companions of Allah, Allah's messengers.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Safety of their hearts means they do not hate anyone of them. And safety of their tongues means they do not discuss anyone of them in a bad manner or disparage him. The Prophet
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
stated in his authentic hadith,
read the part here.
Do not reveal my companions by him in whose hand is my life. And anyone of you who spent a pile of gold as big as Mount Hood in charity, it would not amount to as much as one mut of one of them, nor even half a mut.
لا تسب أصحابي فوالذي نفسي بيده لو أنفق أحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفة. Want to try?
Okay.
Come close to me here so you can know what you read. Come on, brothers. I don't have no good readers. So far, you know.
Come.
Everybody's getting C. Nobody's getting a B so far. Read the Sheikh. Okay, you're going to be next, inshallah. Let him read first. Let him try first.
Do not abuse my companions. Then one who mentally retarded, shaken in iman, with evil desires in him, will come and start speaking against the companions of the Messenger of Allah. If he were to be among the misguided sects, we would not regard it much. The problem is that such affiliates himself as Ahl as Sunnah wa Jama'ah and claims that this, within bracket, his criticism is part of historical verification.
Kumar.
Come on.
As you chant.
Let them get the blessings.
Yes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Are you charged with historical verification? You interfere in something that you do not know about. Then harm will result from it by making people have doubt concerning the companion of Allah's messenger, as well as implant the hatred of the companions of Allah's messenger in the hearts of people. Therefore, what is obligatory is to refrain from discussing about what occurred among them. He's saying, based on the statement of the Messenger of Allah, if my companions are mentioned, refrain from abusing them. And more explicit than the hadiths above is his saying, do not revile my companions. This is a prohibition from abusing any of the companions. Therefore, what is obligatory is that we seek for Allah, mercy and forgiveness for them acting on the statement of Allah, the Most High. And those who came after them say, our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith.
You got deep voice, which is not too bad. The ayah was revealed or mentioned more than once. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. What did you translate? Remember the translation you read?
Yes.
What did you say? Remember?
Refrain from...
And those who came after them say what? Remember what you said there? Or our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith. Who preceded us in faith?
The Jew.
No. The companions. وَالَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ Who preceded us in iman, in faith? Those who came and believed in the Prophet and supported his message. Which are whom?
As-Sahaba.
And the whole topic is about what? Refrain from abusing the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what we should say, what, like Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, when they mentioned in front of him the conflict between Ali and whom? Ali and whom? Muawiyah. Between al-Hasan and whom? Hassan Hussein, Al-Hassan or Muawiyah, right? So they all have conflict. If Ibn Taymiyyah was asked about this conflict, what his answer? You know his answer? His answer comes from the Quran. He says, "Tilka ummatun qad khalat laha ma kasabat walakum ma kasabtum wala tus'aluna amma kanu ya'malun." This is the answer from the Quran. What means this ummah is before you. They did what they did, and you do what you do, and nobody is going to be asked about the acts of others. But as he read at the very beginning, they did what? The Sahaba. Ijtihad. Right? Mujtahidun. You know what mujtahidun means? They did their best to judge at that time according to their knowledge. Are we any closer to their knowledge?
No.
That's right. I like that answer, Abdul Aziz. Are we close to their knowledge, Abdul Aziz? No. He's shaking his head. You mean he said, no way, Jose. Right? Far away. These are why? Because they are the who saw the Prophet, who listened to his voice, who seen his beautiful face, who listened to his beautiful voice reciting the Quran, who seen the miracles of Allah coming to him, who witnessed the revelation coming into the Prophet. Isn't it the Prophet when he will be among his companions, you see him all of a sudden sweating, sweating, and he's down and he's shivering. And the companions immediately know what? What happened to the Prophet? Having called?
Wahi.
That means who's present? Jibreel. Can you imagine? Jibreel is present. Jibreel, the one who took with the tip of his wing, Qawm Lut. Until they reached the first heaven, وَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. We what? We raised it up, upside down. They even said the barking of the dogs, of their dogs, the village, it can be heard in the first heaven. That means he took it what? From the roots. And this is nothing from the tip of his wing. And how many wings did Jibreel alayhi salam has?
600.
And the Prophet said when he came to him the first time, when he left him, قال يا محمد أنت رسول الله وأنا جبريل. And he took off. And when the Prophet looked from the cave, have you been in Mecca? Have you seen Ghar Hira? It's not deep. So you can see the outside, right? While the Prophet sitting there. And by the way, it's a very scary. If you go to Mecca without lights, dark, and animals, and the Prophet ﷺ is running away up there for what? Because he doesn't want to be part of those who are worshipping the idols. Like these days, what we are witnessing around us, all the shirk about Isa alayhi salam and all these accusations, Nasallahu alafu wal afiyah. And then when he saw Jibreel alayhi salam leaving, the whole horizon of the sky was covered. By what? Two wings. What about the other wings? This is the power of Jibreel alayhi salam. So this is when we talk about the companions, we know what they witnessed. And when the Prophet, especially when the Prophet said, if one of you spend as mountain of Uhud, you know, have you seen mountain of Uhud? How big mountain of Uhud? Gold. Imagine if all this mountain was gold, if you would spend it fi sabilillah, try to compete with the companions. Whose companions? Any companions. That will not, you know what's a mud? What's a mud? This is a mud. You see that? What's the hadith said? What's the translation? As much as one mud. Oh, I didn't explain it. That, you know, as much as he spent, it's not even as one mud. And this is one mud. Handful. And he said, وَلَا نَصِيفَ. What's nasifa? Half. Subhanallah. All this mountain, you'd not even reach this much. So basically, all what you're spending is considered this much to what they have spent. So basically, if they have a mountain and you have a mountain, your mountain compared to the mountain is one handful. So how much you need to catch up? That's a long way, Abdul Aziz. Huh? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us on their footsteps, inshallah, and to continue and increase the love of the companions and the love and their respect. Qurba, to get us closer to whom? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hubba as-sahaba, qurba. Loving of the companion is qurba. What's qurba? Gets you closer, because you need to be close to the Prophet. If you want the Prophet to love you love whom? His companions. And if you do not want the Prophet love, may Allah protect us. then you say whatever you want, but nobody's going to say that. Because we want always the Prophet ﷺ to point to us one day and say, this is my... Are we ashab or ikhwanu? Are we his companions or his brothers?
Brothers.
Brothers, because he said what in the hadith? اشتقتوا لإخواني قالوا الصحابة or رسول الله. Aren't we your brother? He said, no. You are what? أنتم أصحابي. And who is إخواني? Those who believed in me and didn't see me. So may Allah make us from إخوان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم and the love for the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We'll continue inshallah tomorrow. We'll stop by. If you would like to step forward and volunteer for reading, step be in the front row inshallah to give a chance. We need some readers. I know somebody's an English major here, right? I know that. The English major is staying back there. We need... It's okay, well, the accent makes it the beauty of it. Like your Sheikh, you think I was born American, your Sheikh? And my accent maybe is worse than you. So we need, inshallah, all of you. This is for the benefit, inshallah, for all of us. Subhanakallah bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khair.